Greetings, everyone. It's Ayeli Kalimayat, L-O-I. Welcome. So, I wanted to offer a little bit of info that is going to assist you all in understanding what my next movement is about. And that is getting everybody to understand the benefits, the power of connecting, tapping into what I call the divine meta mind. Now, when I say divine, I'm talking about the God in you, the divine in you, the creator, God, goddess within. And when I'm speaking about the meta mind, I am speaking about the metaphysical function, the metaphysical aspect of the mind. Not the egoic mind, not the ego self-oriented aspect of who we are and all of that stuff. The divine meta mind. I'm speaking of the life principle, source, creation, God, goddess, mother, father, God, the Most High that is within. The Most High that is all omnipotent, all omniscient. This aspect that resides within us naturally. You may even call that super or supra naturally, but it's there. And it's, you know, it's just that higher aspect of self. Higher than our limited aspect of being. This is the limitless aspect of being that is actually available to us without taking a little pill. Have y'all seen that show Limitless? It's pretty dope. But I'm not speaking about the show. This is not Holly Weird. This is Holly Real. I don't even know. I don't really want to give credence to Holly. Regardless, I am speaking of that aspect of us that is connected to the Most High, in which there is an omniscience, there is an omnipotence, there is an omnipresence, and learning how to connect with that more and more is something that I'm always challenging myself to do, but it's also something that I want to share with everyone, especially during these times. I mean, it's so much is shifting in our world, and so this kind of information, this kind of approach is going to, I feel, assist us all. The whole movement is tapping into that, connecting into that clearer understanding of the divine. And this is that aspect of the Most High, of creator, source, life principle that exists within us, that is inherent within us all. And really, just breaking it down in regular talk, regular everyday talk, is the notion of getting your mind right. And sometimes it's difficult, honestly, in getting your mind right, especially us dealing with a pandemic of fear and just the daily pros and cons and ebbs and flows of life. So it literally takes a consistency. And that, on many levels, needs to be our everyday devotion. And if you don't want to subscribe to it and the hour does not include you, that's fine. It's my everyday devotion in which I know that I must work consistently to be consistent and to use that as a way to program the every movement, the every thought, so the everyday aspect in which I use to support who it is that I am, what it is that I want manifest in my world. And with that said, without further ado, I would like to present to you a few words entitled, So You Want a Better Life? Get Your Mind Right. So, you want a better life? Get your mind right. We have all heard the familiar phrase, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. The power of positive thinking has long been a highly prized policy for many successful people. If you want success in life, then the time is now to take the notion of thinking positively more seriously, don't you think? Examine your life and look back. More than likely, you will begin to piece it all together just to realize that everything you did, whether the outcome was perceived as being good or bad, began with a particular frame of mind and train of thought. The thought pattern you held yesterday was the input of positive or negative energy that created what is today now real in your life. And it's that simple. Thoughts become things. So change your thinking and change your reality. First, be absolutely honest with yourself. Take note of everything, from your body's weight on that scale to the amount of money you've got in your pocket, from the kind of social interaction you experience with friends and family to the type of relationship you have with your significant other, from the employment situation you've accepted to invest your time in every day to the place you lay your head down to rest and call home. If you find that there is anything, and I mean anything, in your life that does not spark for you a serious feeling of complete satisfaction and peace deeply on the inside of your very being, and if you truly want to change yourself and or your life situation so that it does, at some point, you must take note and be totally accountable for what your mind has created. Truth is, you somehow have to start getting your mind to work for you rather than against you. So no doubt, the next question you may ask is, how do I do that? How do I change my way of thinking? Answer, you must believe. No. You've got to know that a positive mental attitude supported by affirmations will achieve success in anything. An affirmation is a positive statement or declaration, often without support or reason, that something exists or is true. Next, you may wonder, how do I do this affirmation thing then, right? Okay, I'll break it down for you even further. Real talk, you have to hypnotize yourself. I know, right? I'm gonna say that again. Real talk, you have to hypnotize yourself. It works, and it's not even hard to do. Repeating the same words over and over again has a major impact on your brain. Repetitive words can literally program not only a habitual way of thinking or being, but a habitual way of doing as well. You are what you think, so get your mind right. Build a better now. Begin to repeat affirmations or positive words and phrases on a regular, daily basis, and you'll notice how your life will gradually take a turn for the better. Ready? Starting now. Affirmation number one. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. I'll say it again. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Eternal Supernal, y'all. Ayali. You are supernal. Heavenly, celestial, divine.